Ephesians 1, chapter 1, verse 15. Wherefore, this is Paul the Apostle speaking, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of the of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all and all. Can you pray with me today? Father, thank you once again for your blessed Holy Spirit that we sense in such a powerful way in this service today. Now, Lord, we're asking you to open our eyes to see, ears to hear, what the Spirit is saying today, so that we can rise up and we can take possession of all that you have offered us through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. I love these scriptures. I love the book of Ephesians. But I want to ask a question today before we get into this message. I want to ask the question, have you ever felt alone? You ever felt alone? I mean, even though you might have been surrounded by people, yes, friends, family, church members, church family, and yet you feel alone. It's possible. But I want to talk to you about something today that in my spirit, I feel like God has dropped that in my spirit, dropped a word in my heart about divine partnership. The partnership that we have with the Holy Spirit. Divine partnership. Now, I read to you what, in my opinion, are some of the most powerful verses in the Bible about our relationship with Jesus Christ and his power being manifested toward us. Now, with those scriptures in mind, I want to take you to another scripture, and I'll tell you, when I read this verse the other day, and it was a little bit of a surprise to me. It kind of took me back a bit. And I had to do a double take because, I'll tell you the truth, it was Apostle Paul that was speaking. And I usually am really excited about anything Paul says because he's like the apostle of apostles, you know what I mean? I love Paul. But when I read this little snippet, it didn't even sound like Paul talking at all. We find it here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 3. And he said to the Corinthians, I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. Now, I read that and I thought, that doesn't sound like my Paul. That doesn't sound like my Paul at all. It sounds like me. It sounds like me because I know about weakness and fear and trembling. I've felt all that. But for some reason, it just didn't make sense. I couldn't see the Apostle Paul dealing with those issues. Because when I think about Apostle Paul, I think of a man who's powerfully anointed. He's bold. He's aggressive. He's authoritative. He's a man. He's a man's man. That's Paul. He's a man of God. He casts out devils. He heals the sick. He performs signs and wonders and miracles. He preaches. He teaches. He prophesies. But here he admits to being human. Here he admits to human weaknesses and emotions and feelings. And to tell you the truth, when I read it, it rattled me just a little bit. And I had to rethink my perspective and my perception of this man, this great man of God. So I want to say, first of all, it is true. There's no doubt everything we said about him. Paul was bold. He was aggressive. He was powerfully anointed. But, friend, he was a man.
Yeah. Amen.
Everybody say he was a man.
He was a man.
He was a man, but he was a man of God. That's an interesting combination. That's an interesting combination because it is a combination of the human with the divine. And I believe that is exactly what Paul was talking about in 2 Corinthians 4 and 7 when he said, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. This was Paul's confession of his place in the partnership. Now listen, he was saying, I am, and by extension, so is every believer, the earthen or the weak, fragile clay vessel. But listen, there is a divine, everybody say divine. Supernatural presence and person and power called the treasure. He said, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, in this earthly, clay, weak, fragile vessel, we have a treasure. Everybody say, I have a treasure.
I have a treasure.
So he made it clear, Paul made it clear, this is God's intentional plan, so that by reason of contrast, he receives all the glory. Everybody say, God gets the glory.
God gets glory.
He receives all the glory for the manifestation of power that comes through a weak, fragile human vessel. Woo! Glory to God. Then the light comes on. And I realized that Paul in 1 Corinthians 2 and 3, who was the weak, fearful, and trembling one, he was the earthen vessel. He was the fragile clay pot. But watch. When he depended on the treasure within.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He said, I didn't come to you with enticing words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So when he depended on the treasure within, something began to happen, something that defies earthly wisdom, human knowledge and logic, and human ability. The divine supernatural person of the Holy Spirit began to rise up in him, and he began to manifest through the earthen vessel, through his humanity. And then I began to realize, man, that's exactly what the Holy Spirit is trying to get across to us. We're all fragile clay pots with fears and tremblings and weaknesses. We have our internal battles with feelings of insufficiencies and inadequacies and inferiorities. But the best part about that is this. That's exactly the way it's supposed to be. Because that's how the excellency and the glory and the power of God is manifested. It is contrasted against our humanity with all of our weakness and all of our frailties. Now let me say something to you. Friends, God doesn't have to have us to do anything. We weren't there when he spoke the world into existence. We weren't there when he divided the light from the darkness. But somehow, in spite of you and me not being there, he got the job done. So we know that he doesn't have to have us. He doesn't have to have us to create or heal or to deliver. But he wants us. Everybody say, he wants us. Say, he wants me. See, he wants us with all our humanity, with all our feelings, our emotions, our insecurities, our fears, our fragility. He still wants us. Well, why? Why, Lord, with all of this weakness and frailty, and I'm just a clay earthen vessel, why do you want me? Because, here's why. He wants to fill our humanity. He wants to fill this clay pot with his divinity and prove through this divine partnership of divinity with humanity that there is a God, and this God has come down from heaven and he lives with men and he lives in men. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you know the Bible says that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Woo, hallelujah. Something living on the inside of me. Something bigger than me. Smith Wigglesworth said, I'm 1,000 times bigger on the inside than I am on the outside. Oh, my. Now that we've clearly identified ourselves and our position in the partnership. Now we're ready to work with God. That's what he created us for, to be co-laborers, partners, co-creators. Now that we understand this divine partnership, we won't take credit or glory for what God does through us, because we know the weakness of our humanity. Now we are the vehicle, the channel that God can pour himself through to manifest his power and his glory on the earth. So now we must change our self-image. We must not see ourselves anymore as the weak, frail, fragile clay pot, although that's what we are. We must see ourselves through divine partnership.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Everybody say partnership.
Partnership.
Say divine partnership.
Divine partnership.
Now, when I think about this partnership, I'm reminded of the story of the elephant and the mouse. They come together to a wooden suspended bridge. And of course, the planks are too far apart for the mouse to get across from one plank to the next. And so he asked the elephant, can you give me a ride? And so the elephant graciously said, sure. So he lowered his trunk and the mouse jumped on, and the great elephant set him on top of his head. Well, off they went, crossed that suspended bridge. You can imagine swaying to and fro, back and forth as the huge animal, the elephant, cautiously made his way across. When they finally got to the other side, the elephant lowered the mouse down to the ground. The little mouse stood in front of the elephant, put his hands on his hip, and he said, boy, we really shook up that bridge, didn't we? That's kind of the way it is. That's pretty much the way it is. We're in divine partnership,
yes,
with the Holy Spirit. And even though we are the junior partner, like the mouse, he still wants to flow through us and shake things up.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm hearing in the Spirit. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit inviting us into this relationship of divine partnership. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying to the church, he wants us to step into this divine partnership relationship. In fact, I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say, outside of this divine partnership, we have no power at all. We are totally, absolutely impotent. In 2021 and beyond, the church that's going to overcome and is the church that has learned how to partner with the Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've got to partner with the Holy Spirit. This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By my Spirit, Zerubbabel, he represents the church. And what God is saying to him is the same thing he's saying to the church. Without him, I can do nothing. We can do nothing. Without him, we will surely fail. Without him, we'll be drifted like a ship without a sail. Now, I know we're living today in the most turbulent, chaotic times that we have known as a nation. But this is not the time for the church to hang down her head and slump her shoulders in hopelessness, helplessness, and despair. In fact, it's just the opposite. The Holy Ghost came to live in us, and especially for times like these, he is the divine equipper, and he is the equipment for times just like these. Now, that revelation that Paul began to live in and lived in him was that he was in divine partnership with the Holy Spirit, and he began to count on and live in partnership with the Holy Spirit. The book of Revelation, or Ephesians rather, is Paul's revelation of his partnership relationship with Jesus. The in him revelation. That's all what Ephesians is the in him revelation. And it is through this in him abiding relationship that the power of the Holy Spirit began to operate in the apostle and through him. And it's through this same in him abiding relationship with Jesus that the power of the Holy Spirit will flow through us.
Yes,
now I'm going to tell you something. I know this without a doubt. I could not make it without the Holy Spirit. I wouldn't want to face a single day without knowing that my senior partner is the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
He is the Spirit of truth. He's my master mentor. He's my comforter. He's my guide. He's my helper. He's my friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He is my senior partner. Oh, hallelujah. Just like Paul, I know I can't do anything without him. Without him, I am powerless. You know, after the last thread of Samson's covenant was broken, he woke up to find that the Spirit of God had departed from him. And all of a sudden, he was powerless against the Philistines. And they took him and they bound him. They gouged out his eyes. And I'm afraid today that much of the church has experienced the same tragic emptiness and powerlessness and spiritual impotency that Samson did, because the church, in many cases, had been playing around with the world. And friend, you can't shack up with the devil and have the power of the Holy Spirit working through your life. If we're going to have power with God, we have to live holy, separated, consecrated, sanctified lives. I remember when I was young, you know, I'd hear people talk about, I'm thankful I'm saved, sanctified, you know, and they use the words consecrated and all that kind of stuff. I didn't know what none of that meant. But you know what? I found out. As I began to grow up, and I found out, and I began to seek it out, and I began to think, God, that's exactly what we need. We need sanctified saints. We need consecrated saints. Hallelujah. We need some people that are sold out the whole route. Hallelujah. I belong to Him. I can't be bought because I'm already owned. Oh. He tells us if we live in the kind of lives that please God, if we live in partnership with the Holy Spirit, we can expect God's power to work in us and through us, doing exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. In fact, Paul said we can expect the same power that raised Jesus from the dead and carried him into the heavens to the right hand of God to work in us and through us. That's what the Holy Spirit is saying to us today. Through divine partnership with the Holy Spirit, we have the same power that raised Jesus from the dead living in us. Oh, lift your hands. Come on, just lift your hands all over this house. The healer is here. The miracle worker is here. The deliverer is here. Through this divine partnership, relationship, not only will the church survive these chaotic times, she will shine and she will thrive through them. These are dark days, I know it, but I'm telling you, we have a treasure in earthen vessels. And I believe that we were created to be the dwelling places of God. And through our bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit. And it is through these human vessels in partnership with the Holy Spirit that God will pour out His Spirit in the earth. Out of your bellies, Jesus said, will flow rivers of living water. John 15, Jesus said, I am the true vine. Then He said in verse 5, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. That's a divine partnership. Amen. He is the vine. We are the branches. The branch is the fruit-bearing part. The fruit grows on the branch, but it's the vine that supplies the life to the branch. Then He says, for without me, separated from the vine, you can do nothing. Musicians, if you would come. I'm going to tell you something. I know, standing before you today, I can't heal anybody. I can't cast out a devil. I can't deliver a homosexual or a lesbian. I can't deliver an alcoholic or set a drug addict free. But I know something. My senior partner can. My senior partner can. My senior partner can heal you anywhere you hurt. My senior partner can deliver you. My senior partner can open blind eyes. He can dry up cancer. My senior partner can make the lame to walk. My senior partner can deliver the depressed and oppressed and possessed. My senior partner, he can set every captive free. I know of myself, by myself, I can do nothing. But through this divine partnership, miracles can happen. Amen. through this divine partnership, I speak. Just little old me. He does the work. Through this divine partnership, he said, you lay your hands. I'll recover. I'm not a healer. I'm not a deliverer. But I'm in partnership with the one who is. I have a divine partnership with the Holy Spirit. In 2021, this is where the church has to come to. We have to embrace our partnership. I know I'm weak. I know my weaknesses. I know my frailties. I know my fragility. I know that I'm just a clay earthen pot vessel. I know all of that. And I'm not putting my confidence in this part. My confidence is in the greater one that lives on the inside of me. And the one that is on the inside of me is greater than all that's in the world. Any name. You know, I was thinking today and days gone by, I was thinking about how the world levels things. Stage one, stage two, stage three, stage four. And I understand that from a human perspective. But God, I heard him say one day, he said, is there anything too hard for God? And I began to work on that, you know. Okay, Lord, that scripture, I know that scripture. Is there anything too hard for God? And I began to think about the things that are difficult, that are hard, that man says are beyond their ability. And the doctor says we can't do anything about that. And we don't know what to do about that. We don't even know what this situation is or how it's working, how that, all of these kind of things. And then I heard something, and I thought it was me, but then I began to realize I'm not that smart, so it must have been the Holy Spirit. He said, there is nothing that is even difficult for God. I just about jumped out of my skin. Man puts terms and puts levels on things. But when it comes to God, it don't make no difference to God. There's not anything that's even difficult for God. Is there anything too hard for God? No. There's not anything that's even hard for God. Man says they would, it's here, it's here, it's here, it's here, it's here. God says, I don't care.
Yeah.
Come on, stand to your feet. Can you play that song again? There's a miracle in the making. Come sing it then. That's what you've done. We'll do that one then. Whatever it is. Come on, lift your hands. Holy Spirit, we love you. There are needs in this house today. I'm going to pray for people today. And I'm going to count on my divine partnership with my senior partner to do miracles, to do what I can't do, to do what you can't do, to do what even doctors can't do. He's the great healer, deliverer, miracle worker. Whatever you need today, there's nothing he cannot do.
You can do a miracle, Jesus.
If you need a miracle, come on, I want you to come on, stand your feet and come. It doesn't matter if it's big or small. Come with me. Big or small. Big or small. There's nothing even difficult for God. Nothing hard for God. We serve the God of miracles. Out of our bodies.
It doesn't matter if they know what it is or don't know what it is. It doesn't matter if they classify it or they gave it a stage. It doesn't matter. We serve the God of miracles, and He's in this house right now. In the name of Jesus. If you're not standing here, then please move up a little closer. Stretch your hands this way and stretch your faith this way, because miracles are happening today. Miracles are happening today in the name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank You for Brother Roy today. Thank You for a miracle of Your divine power. From the top of His head to the sole of His feet, let the miracle life of Jesus flow through Him right now. It is the anointing that destroys the yoke. It is the power of the Holy Spirit that opens. Holy Ghost, flow through His body right now. Holy Ghost, normalize everything. Correct everything. We rebuke and report the negative report. We thank You for a miracle right now, Jesus. Thank You for that miracle. Thank You for that miracle. You're the God of wonders and signs. Reach out and grab it. Reach out and grab it. Touch it right now. Go. Lord, we thank You for the miracle. Lord, we thank You for the miracle. There's miracles flowing in this house right now. Touch Jesus' name. Lord, the miracle of the rich. Walk, desire, standing here. Flow now in Jesus' name. Lord, let Your miracle power flow. Yes, yes, Santo. Partner right now. word, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord Jesus,
thank
that your
Jesus.
Miracle power is flowing right now, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
It's not by our might or our power, but by your Spirit, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord, we thank you for divine partnership today. Lord, we're going to walk and live
yes,
in divine
yes,
partnership
yes,
with the Holy Spirit, our senior partner.
Thank you, Jesus. Can we do one more? One more song. God's got a miracle for you. Can we speed it up a little bit?
Now this is the dancing song right here.
God's got a miracle for you.